During his time with the county, Cooper says he's proud of how he helped develop the airport, renovate the old courthouse, and collaborate with the city to perform building inspections. The soft-spoken great-grandfather and widower says that at this stage in his life, local government is his most enduring passion.
I just want to help. I'm not anxious to change anything. We've got a wonderful city here with some assets that other cities don't have. We've got a river that runs right up through the middle of town. We've got a viable historic district. We've got the beaches. We've got an airport. If you've been through it, you know what it's like now, but you didn't know what it was like before then. So my priorities is just to be available and to use what experience I did have to maybe to help in certain instances.
One of those instances involves drawing up budgets. Cooper says that over the years, he's created some 20 to 30 of them.
I know the ifs and ands and such as a budget, and I can recognize right away when somebody's telling the truth and when they're just putting something down to hopefully to gain some additional funds.
Cooper believes things would run more smoothly around here if the city and county would consolidate and work together more often. He says he could play a key role in facilitating that relationship.
Still have a lot of friends in both the city and the county. Like I say, just about any kind of problem that was had, I'd have some kind of experience in.
Cooper says he'd also like to see the city more involved in major county decisions, such as the future of waste management and the proposed Titan cement plant. He says that as a grandfather and great-grandfather, environmental matters in particular concern him.
Once you screw up the environment, it's there forever. Jobs can be done and handled from some other source, and you can certainly alleviate that, but you can't alleviate danger to the environment.
Cooper, a native of Atlanta, lived with his family in downtown Wilmington from 1975 to 1985. During that time, he was an active member of Residents of Old Wilmington and a major advocate for the revitalization of the downtown.
I remember when we first started the growth of the businesses down there, especially in the cotton exchange. It brings back a lot of memories from what my wife and I did.
Cooper commends the city for what he says are the imaginative ways they've since improved the waterfront, but he says that asset has yet to be fully tapped. He adds that Wilmington's recent growth calls for an update to the city's parking operations and traffic controls.
There are more cars in Wilmington right now than there are places for them, and something's got to be resolved about that. I don't know what the answer is.
Over the years, Cooper has developed a defined philosophy when it comes to public service.
It's the people that count, not the government. And I believe that whatever you do in public service, you've got to keep in mind that you're working for the public and paying the bills. And as long as you do that, I think you'll be all right.
When he's not campaigning, Cooper, an Army veteran and member of the Post-10 American Legion, can be found strolling the downtown riverfront, watching baseball games, or attending Residents Association meetings at his home within Wilmington's Brightmoor retirement community. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.